welcome to Epic People, a series into which we'll be interviewing the makers and the host of the upcoming conference, Epic 2021. This year, our theme is anticipation, and we'll be interviewing today Jennifer Fuca, who is an experience designer at Oglivy. Jennifer, thank you for coming.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, we're very excited to have you in today. To get us started, I was wondering if you could describe your job to a stranger for us.
Sure. In general, I would say that my job is to help companies innovate. And what I mean by innovate is really to help the companies uncover insights and then from there design new products or services that help the business grow and help them to look a little bit more forward and future proof. And the other part of it is to help them evolve their way of working. And this part particularly important in the last year and a half since the pandemic started. A lot of clients are asking us to help them evolve their way of working to be more customer-centric, to become more creative in problem-solving, and become more experimentation mindset.
That's fantastic. Thank you. On the topic of innovation, this year, you'll be part of our panel on the future of business with and after COVID. And I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit more about your hopes for this panel discussion and a little bit more about your setting, because I did hear you're in a quarantine hotel at the moment. So that's very much part of the new normal, I guess, with COVID.
That's right. I'm currently sitting in a quarantine hotel. This is my day 8 in a hotel in Taiwan. I am not allowed to go out of the room or open my window. So it's really a extreme experience of solitude. And this is the new normal that we are experiencing, especially in Asia. Like everywhere we travel, we have to serve the time in quarantine. So part of my hope for this epic panel is that hopefully I can join the panel out of my quarantine. That's the first thing. But on a more serious note, I'm on a panel with a lot of very, very interesting people, including futurists, including journalists, including ethnographer, anthropologist. So I'm really grateful to be part of it. And part of my fear is that would I be able to keep up with all the brilliant minds? What my hope is really to bring a unique perspective, since I am based in Hong Kong and have been working with businesses and brands in Asia to help them grow and look into the future. So I hope to bring that perspective to the table to have a meaningful conversation with the rest of the panel.
Do you have any advice or anything you would recommend us to start thinking about before joining the panel?
Not really advice, but it would be a interesting reflection for everyone to really think about the observations in your reality. What are the changes that is happening since the pandemic, and how have the businesses behaved differently? How have individuals and society behaved differently? And then secondly, what is here to stay, right? Some of the behavior will bounce back, and some of the behavior will become part of our habits and then part of our new normal. So what are those? And I really believe that our reality and our view should be drastically different depending on where we are around the world. So that would be very, very interesting to hear as well.
Well, that's fantastic. I was wondering if you had any advice or any experience you would like to share regarding your time working during COVID?
Yeah, I think the major interesting thing that I have seen is, as mentioned earlier, is our clients' demand in their urge to change, because all the businesses also realize that the new way of the old way of doing business is just not enough anymore, right? So they really need to think of a way to pivot and become more agile. So I think that awareness and that desire to change is really, really promising, right? And it's really interesting to see how, especially big companies that have 100 years of legacy, right? There are a lot of cultural and historical behaviors that a big organization, it's a little bit harder to change. But with that desire and that drive, I do believe that we are getting to a better place.
Well, this is fantastic. Thank you so much. We really look forward to see you at the conference, and thank you again for coming today.
Yeah, thank you so much.